Well, I can tell you the first time I came here was I was a newborn and my mum brought me here. And so pretty much every year since, apart from maybe 4 or so. Yeah. So I'm 21 now, so quite a few years.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. So can you tell me about some of your early memories as a child at Vinegar Hill?
I can tell you one of my best ones. I remember it was a dressage and the theme was nature. And I heard it the day, I was just like, dress up, all right, what can I dress up as? I looked through and I was like, oh, I can't find anything. Somebody grabbed me a cloth and I was just like, ooh, there's some green leaves, I'll get some duct tape and just stick them on. And I just like ended up, somebody gave me a piece of cardboard from a box or a beer box. I was just like, I got it, I'm a kakapo. And it was real nice because it was up in the stage area. And we went up a little strip and then you went around the bonfire because that was all set up. But yeah, it was really nice. Got to, came first place. Woo! I think, when was that? That was a long time ago. I can't even remember. But that's one of my early best memories, yeah.
And so you come here with your whānau?
So I come here with my mum. So she's a lesbian. I'm straight. I'm a LGBTQ+ supporter. So, so I come here every year with my mum. Yep.
So what's that like for you to be part of such a queer environment?
I find it's really supportive. And like, you look around, everybody says morning or afternoon or good night or don't get hungover in the morning. But it's a really good group. Like, you see real support here. Yeah.
How has your campsite evolved over the years at Vinegar Hill?
Okay, so I used to have an old tent that used to leak all the time. And I was just like, nah, not doing this anymore. Got a new tent. It was a low tent. I was just like, had to keep ducking and that got saturated on the ground. But this year I got a rooftop tent. Now I'm just like, yeah, now I'm living the dream. Got a mattress. And I've got a mattress that doesn't deflate and not sleeping on the ground in the morning, which is really nice. Don't like stones. But yeah.
So are there many people that you've seen over these 21 years that keep coming back?
Yes, I have. I know Ray and Judy up in the front. They've been really close. We've got I remember faces, not names. Harry or up there doing the kitchen. We've got Lisa, also Shorty, and we've got a lot more other people here that I know.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So Vinegar Hill has a lot of traditions, like Queen of the Hill and things like that. Can you describe some of those traditions to me?
So I always remember, like, we'd have a trailer and then the Queen would ride down and you'd be accompanied by her campsite members or his campsite members or Zazam campsite members. But it was really nice because they would go around on the speaker and say, hail to the queen or hail to the king. It was really nice. And you'd have kids like running around up trying to catch up with them. It's really fun.
Can you tell me more about the tradition of the queen and how that has come about, how that gets elected and things? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I'm not too in-depth about it, but I do know like it's chosen like for the right person, for the right reason. Like, there's some real thought into it. And even, like, the ex-queens and all that, they help out the new queens and kings, and it's really good to help out and with that. But, yeah.
What kind of stuff do you get up to around camp?
Oh, I don't get up to too much mischief. I just usually go down to the riverbank, you know, when it's a sunny day, maybe stack a couple rocks, see how good my patience is, skip them. But, yeah. No, it's good walking around and just chatting up with people. Yeah.
Have you been to any events so far this week?
Yes, I have. I have been to every single one. Even though last night with the murder mystery may have been my downfall. But, hey, that's all good fun.
Tell me more about it. What was the murder mystery like?
The murder mystery was really fun. So I got to dress up as a knight because somebody gave me a sword and a helmet and a cape and I was just like, yes, this is how I will show up. And I went with a really clever team because I was just like, my campsite's not the brightest. So I went with the Alphabet Mafia, who is a very smart team, and we won. I'd like to say I was the main helper because I got most of the tickets. So, or the, quizzes, yeah. It's really great fun.
Is there anyone that you associate particularly strongly with Vinegar Hill that you'd like to talk about?
I'd probably say Lisa or Shorty, because she's real jolly. She's always there to give a hand and all that, and you know, it's always good to give her a hand as well and be supportive. But yeah, Shorty's kind of put me under her arm. She's like, "You're a flamingo ho now," and I'm just like, "Okay." She's like, "Can't leave." I'm like, "Okay." But no, she's a really good person I look up to and all that. But yeah.